This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the study came out saying women are less likely than men to get CPR from somebody who walks by them when they suffer cardiac arrest. Is that crazy? They say if you're a woman, you're going to be less likely to get CPR. And one theory is that people don't want to touch a woman's chest or her clothing or put their mouth on them, even though now we're doing hands-only CPR. But people are so afraid of getting accused of sexual assault that they won't touch a woman. And this is why I am pulling my hair out with how we handle sexual assault and how we crucify people if they weren't guilty. Because now a woman will be down there for the count and no one's going to want to touch her chest because they think their life is going to be ruined. That's a problem. So, anyway, this is being reported by Fox News. Dr. Benjamin Abella of the University of Pennsylvania says this is not a time to be squeamish. Okay, we need to get over our inhibitions to help in an emergency because it's a, quote, life and death situation. Only 39% of women suffering cardiac arrest in a public place receive CPR versus 45% of men. And men were 23% more likely to survive. The study involved nearly 20,000 cases around the U.S. and was the first to examine gender differences in receiving heart help from the public versus professional responders. They said it could be kind of daunting thinking about pushing hard and fast on the center of a woman's chest, and some people fear they may hurt her. Lead researcher Audrey Bluer, also from the University of Pennsylvania. Abella said would-be good Samaritans need not worry about touching the cardiac patient inappropriately. You put your hands on the sternum, which is the middle of the chest. We talked about mid-nipple line. Assume where their nipples were before they had children, all right? So above the waist, okay? But mid-nipple line, you find the end of the sternum, and then you put the palm of your hand. Your fingers are not touching any breast when you do this, so you're not going to accidentally look like you're touching somebody. I understand people are freaked out, but your hands are on the sternum. You are in between the breasts. The breasts, if a woman is lying down, will move to the side, so you have a nice open space. Even if there's implants, it's okay. Even if there's implants, you have a space to work in that won't look like you're touching the breasts. And I really wish we could just have a disclaimer out there saying, look, if you're ever performing CPR, you will not be accused of sexual assault or groping. The problem is there is going to be a jerk that will do that. And then it ruins it for everybody else. So the study was discussed last week at the American Heart Association conference in Anaheim, California. That's the same conference they were at. I know they were on their Disneyland. Then you saw a bunch of cardiologists run over to Disneyland. They were like, Mickey! Anyway, cardiac arrest happens when the heart stops pumping. Cardiac arrest is not necessarily a heart attack. A heart attack is when the muscle of the heart doesn't get enough blood. Your heart can still pump, but cardiac arrest is when your heart stops. That's why we perform CPR on cardiac arrest, but not necessarily heart attacks. If you have a pulse, we're not going to be pumping on your chest. You have a pulse. But if we don't think the blood is circulating because you're in cardiac arrest, we need to start doing chest compressions. All right, and when we do chest compressions, we have to do it at a rate of 100 to 120 a minute. I would do it to the tune of staying alive, or, you know, another one bites the dust. Boom, 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 boop, another one, bats dust. So sing it, not out loud, but in your head, and that is the speed at which you do the heart compressions. You go down about 1.5 to 2 inches. You have to have good recoil. You got to make sure you get to that heart. If you just baby tap it, it's not going to work. We used to do 30 compressions with then 2 breaths in between. They say forget about the breaths. Too many people don't want to get germs. They're worried about getting herpes. They take too long trying to give the breaths. They go, you know what, just keep circulating the blood. As long as somebody called 911, paramedics are on the way, just keep doing the chest compressions. There's oxygen in the blood. You got to get that oxygen to the tissues. It's better to circulate the blood. All right? Now, if you can do 2-person CPR or do the breaths, great. After every 30 compressions, go ahead and then give 2 breaths. But, you know, okay? So, they say 350,000 Americans each year suffer in settings other than the hospital. 90% of them will die, but CPR can double or triple survival odds. Researchers had no information on rescuers and why they may have been less likely to help a woman. No gender differences were seen in CPR rates for people who were stricken at home. That's what a rescuer, they don't care. They're going to save mama. But a woman dropping on the street, people are freaked out. They also think that maybe in CPR training we need to improve it. You know, we usually use male mannequins. Why are we using female mannequins with breasts to get people acclimated to that? So a gender issue and worried about, the other thing too is also defib pads. So like if we, let's say, use an AED, people don't know what to do with the breast. You're going to have to move the breast out of the way. You'll put it above the right breast and you'll have to put it under the left breast. You're going to have to, it stinks. I really feel bad for a lot of you guys out there. I feel bad for anybody that's ever been assaulted or anybody that's been groped, okay, me included. I mean, it stinks when that happens to you. And being a victim of assault is horrible. Sometimes you never get over it. Sometimes you do. It's something I don't want anybody to incur, but we incur it a lot. But I also feel sorry for guys out there that get falsely accused or are scared to death of doing anything because they don't want to be accused of something when they're trying to help. And, come on. When it comes to life or death, we don't care about the breast. We don't care about that stuff. I am giving you guys full permission. Do whatever. Well, keep my clothes on. I just don't want my shirt ripped open, But, if you have to pump on my chest and move my breast out of the way, do what you got to do. I want to live. All right? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So U.S. regulators have approved the first digital pill with an embedded sensor to track if patients are taking their medication properly. Remember I told you this was coming around the bend because we're too stupid to, like, remember to take our pills? That now we need some sort of a big brother kind of watching over us? So the medicine is a version of Otsuka Pharmaceutical Company Ltd.'s established drug Abilify for schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and depression. and it contains a tracking device developed by Proteus Digital Health. This meshes healthcare and technology very nicely, and the system offers doctors an objective way to measure if patients are swallowing their pills on schedule, opening up a new avenue for monitoring medicine compliance that could be applied in other therapeutic areas. Now, shares in Otsuka rose 2.5% on Tuesday after news of this FDA report on Monday. So, if those of you guys who had that made money, good. I get the stuff too late. I never make money on stocks. I'm horrible at that. I just do some index mutual funds, and I just pray that I win the lottery. That's honestly my plan, Or maybe I'll marry up later, you know? I don't know what I'm going to do. But I love Corey. I love my husband. He's not rich. I'm going to have to figure out, I don't want to be rich. It's not about being rich. It's just, I'm going to have to stop working eventually. I'm a workaholic. But, at some point, the hemorrhoids are going to keep me down. I am not going to be able to, go to work with a prolapsed uterus or whatever the hell is going to happen to me. And so I want to know that my chocolate habit, my, meat eating habit, I could pay for my internet. I'm worried about that kind of stuff. I don't have to marry rich. I just want to make sure and if Social Security is not going to exist, I got to make sure I have somebody who can, support me. It's okay to think that. I'm not, Anyway. All right. So the FDA said that I'm not going off topic. This is very much the topic. We're talking about pills. We're talking about stock market. It's okay. It all meshes. The FDA said that being able to track ingestion of medicines prescribed for mental illness may be useful for some patients, although the ability of the digital pill to improve patient compliance has not been proven. Well, I mean, if the doctor goes, "You're not taking your pill, I know it," the patient's like, "So what? Make me." There's going to be a lot to be desired on this technology, but it is cool from a liability standpoint. All right, remember, me as a doctor, I want to make sure my fellow brethren don't get sued. And so somebody could claim, Dahlia did not give me the medication. I did. I prescribed it. Well, I took the medication you gave me, Dr. Dahlia, and it didn't work, and I still had the heart attack. I go, "Oh, really? You took the medication? Well, according to this sensor, you only took it 2 times a whole month." Oh, lawsuit dropped. So that's pretty cool in terms of that. But we need, in order for anything to really be big and to, go viral, it's got to also be something patients want. Right? So they say the FDA supports the development and use of new technology in prescription drugs and is committed to working with companies to understand how technology might benefit patients and prescribers. So the system works by sending a message from the pill sensor to a wearable patch. That then transmits the information to a mobile application so that patients can track the ingestion of the medication on their smartphone. Now, about the size of a grain of salt, this sensor has no battery or antenna, but it gets activated when it gets wet from the stomach juices. So it's probably acidic. It's got to be like the acid is triggering some sort of a chemical reaction that then later triggers that signal. They say it completes a circuit between the coatings of the copper and the magnesium on either side, and then it generates a tiny electric charge. Very cool. They say in the longer term, such digital pills could also be used to manage patients with other complicated medicine routines, like those suffering from diabetes or heart conditions. Well, you see, what would be very interesting is reminders. You should have taken your pill. You didn't. I am going to be texting you every 15 minutes until you take your pill. So I see that coming around the bend with technology. Now, they say poor compliance with drug regimens is a common problem in many disease areas, especially when patients suffer from chronic conditions. They say Proteus has been working on the pill tracking system for many years now, and the sensor used in Abilify MySight was first cleared by the FDA back in 2012. Now they say an unlisted California company has attracted investments from several large healthcare companies like Novartis, Medtronic, St. Jude Medical, as well as Otsuka. And Abilify MySight is not approved to treat patients with dementia-related psychosis, does have a boxed warning alerting healthcare professionals that elderly patients with dementia-related psychosis treated with these drugs are at increased risk of death, so they have to have that little disclaimer. Some of you have asked me about Abilify. I think it works well, but again, as with any medication, we have to watch side effects. But when it comes to this tracking issue, where we're going to start to see the pharmaceutical industry push is if they aren't going to make money on the medications, they're going to go tech. I mean, look at like Amazon. You see what Amazon's doing? Amazon all of a sudden went from being e-commerce to TV show streaming. How did those connect? And then groceries and grocery pickup. And I believe one of these e-commerce is even thinking about pharmacy. So you're having diversification of these companies. So now you have a pharmaceutical company who is not being incentivized to make new drugs, because the chance of that new drug being on a formulary of an Obamacare plan or a new exchange plan is nil, because the exchange plans will cover generics, cheaper medications. Why should they have any brand name? You know, if you need an antibiotic, take Augmentin, take Amoxicillin, take a generic. Why do you have to take Zigawazizi? Now, well, because this bronchitis seems a little bad. No, they're not going to pay for Zigawazizi. They won't do it. Now, you have a multiple drug-resistant bug. Yeah, maybe. But there's not as many people out there that'll sustain a pharmaceutical company's profit margin. So, you know, pharmaceutical companies, they're worried. And I'm worried as a doctor because I need the pharmaceutical companies. I know many of you guys hate the fact that we doctors work with pharmaceutical companies. But, I mean, we need the drugs. We need the samples to give to people. We need the discounts. If your blood pressure medicine isn't working and a newer medication, you know, will help keep that blood pressure down, I'm going to want the brand name new blood pressure medication. That's me. So, what I suggest is when it comes to pharmaceutical companies, just have a small place in your heart for them, please, because we really, really need new drugs. But it looks like what pharmaceutical companies are going to do is they're going to start going to the more tech side of it. And that's great. If that's what they could do to still maintain profit, all right, you know, to cover losses on R&D. I mean, I hope they'll still do R&D. Fine by me. Get as tech as you like. But I got to tell you, I am really disliking the privacy issue. So I'm having an EGD, another upper endoscopy, to see if my esophageal ulcers have been healing. And I'm sorry about telling you guys all about my medical issues, but why not? I got ulcers in my esophagus because I have this weird, you know, I have these adhesions pulling on my small intestine, so we're thinking I'm getting reflux and I'm getting back pressure. And even though I'm eating right and all that, I got a, incompetent LES sphincter. And those of us with incompetent sphincters, you know how it goes. All right, so I'm getting a scope. And I got a text, and I got an email that I need to update my information. So I go onto the computer, and I update my information, and it's really private stuff. And it's on a computer. Anybody could hack it. Didn't NASA just get hacked? I need to double check that. I thought I read NASA got hacked. So, you know, if the CIA, if the Senate, if all these, you know, places that should, the Pentagon got hacked. Did the Pentagon get hacked? So, and, you know, here's my medical records being, you know, possibly, compromised. I mean, that's why I talk about my medical issues on air, because I know at some point everybody's going to know about them anyway. But, I don't know, part of me really doesn't want a computer saying that I took my enema. But I didn't, perform the enema correctly. Do I really want that information on a computer? It's going to be 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This
just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the president of the Dallas-based American Heart Association had a heart attack himself at the organization's scientific conference in Anaheim. You guys are noticing we're having a lot of articles and studies coming out because this conference that came out of Anaheim on Monday was huge. But I guess one such event happened where the president of the Dallas-based AHA had a heart attack himself. John Warner is a cardiologist. He's vice president and CEO of UT Southwestern University Hospitals. He is in stable condition. Family's by his side at a California hospital. And doctors had to insert a stent to open up an artery that was closing down and preventing blood from flowing to his heart. On Sunday afternoon, he gave his presidential address to the association's scientific sessions meetings and discussed the impact heart disease has had on his family. Apparently, his father and paternal grandfather both had heart bypass surgery in their 60s, and his maternal grandfather and great-grandfather both died of heart disease. So he's got it pretty heavy on both sides. He said, after my son was born and we were introducing him to his extended family, I realized something very disturbing. There were no old men on either side of my family. None. All the branches of our family tree cut short by cardiovascular disease. Now, Warner is 52 years old right now. He called on people at the conference to help change that. He has been the organization's volunteer leader since he stepped into the one-year position in July. Before taking the role of CEO in 2012, he was an intervention cardiologist. So he was the one that performed stents on thousands of people. That's the same thing he received when he had his heart attack on Monday. So we don't have really a lot of details as to when the heart attack happened. Did it happen right after his speech? Was it happening during his speech? But, you know, none of us are safe or out of the woods. Even a cardiologist that you would think would have good health care would have the, easy access to having cardiologists and medications, et cetera, not still at risk. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So diabetes has grown from 10.6% of the U.S. population in 2008 to now 11.5% within the first 9 months surveyed of 2017. And they're saying diabetes is costing employers more than $20 billion annually. According to the Gallup Share Care Wellbeing Index released on Tuesday, diabetes prevalence in full-time workers is around 6.3% and 9.1% for part-time workers. The disease, as we know, it basically prevents a person from getting the sugar that they eat into their body because they don't have enough insulin. The insulin isn't working well. It's causing employees to miss work. Full-time workers are missing an extra 5.5 days a year, while part-time workers are missing 4.3 days. Now, Sheila Holcomb, ShareCare VP and diabetes management expert, tells Fox Business that the increase in diabetes, specifically type 2 diabetes, is directly related to the increase in obesity levels. So, the more we become obese, then the more diabetes. And as we see with now the blood pressure guidelines, a third of Americans were hypertensive. Now with the new guidelines, we're at 42%. I predict early into next decade, half our U.S. adults are going to be considered high blood pressure because of the rising obesity. So it makes sense that with obesity, we're going to have higher blood pressure and we're going to have more diabetes. Now, but what about employer costs? All right. We don't talk about discrimination because we want to assume that there is no discrimination. Well, there is. Okay. You know, an employer has to think about a lot of things before they hire that employee. With the way it is now, once you hire an employee, your liability will skyrocket if you try to fire them or cut back their hours or switch their position. And so with that, it puts a lot of pressure on the employer to be very careful who they hire. And make no mistake, when they meet you, yes, they want to know you're qualified. They want to know you're going to be happy with the pay. They're going to want to make sure you show up to work. But they also want to make sure there's no red flags, that you're not going to cry assault or sexual harassment or discrimination. And you might not. That may not be your bag. I mean, you know, you may be like, look, I as long as I'm not assaulted, I wouldn't, accuse somebody of doing it. But you have idiots that were before you that might have done that at work, and they don't want to go there. Or maybe you have an employer who's a predator that wants to be able to do what he wants to do and wants to make sure that you're gullible. So there's a variety of different things in play when you're interviewed. But for the most part, if it's basically a good, wholesome company, they're going to still be concerned about, is this going to be a person that's going to call out sick? Is this a person that's going to cost us more money or be more of a headache? And that's a concern. And discrimination ends up occurring before you even get the job. So age discrimination has been huge for years. If somebody thinks you're older, they're going to think that you're going to not be able to work as much. You're not going to be able to, work overtime. You won't be able to come in as easily. You're going to cost them more money with health insurance. I mean, that used to happen. When we had two nurses with cancer, our health insurance skyrocketed. It was so maxed out, it didn't matter because there wasn't anything we could do about it. Of course, we're going to still keep the employees and help them through what they're going through, etc. But employers got punished if you had an employee who needed to use the health insurance. It was a bad system. Now, you still have a crappy system in play, but it's more expensive than it ever was, whether somebody got sick or not. So I can't say Obamacare fixed that problem, but it's still an issue. We have where, you have employees, insurance companies think they're going to use X amount of dollars, so the rates are going to be high. And because now that we allow pre-existing conditions to not be excluded, which is something we're for, premiums are high. I get that. And I see what my employer pays for my health insurance. It's a lot. It's a lot. So, discrimination will happen before you even get the job. If they think you're going to call out, they think you're going to be a headache, you're not going to get hired. Now, another sort of discrimination that doesn't get talked about, but that is happening, is obese discrimination. If you are obese, you have a much harder time getting hired. Because employers think if you're obese, you're going to be more likely to have diabetes. You're going to be more likely to have health issues. You're going to be more likely to have back pain. They think that you're going to be more likely to have a work-related injury. And they think that you may be lazy. Now, for those of us that have weight issues, excuse me, all right, just because I'm a little bit curvy does not mean I'm going to be sitting on the job the whole time. You see, to me, if I saw somebody that was very, very trim and, very, very into their body, I as an employer would be like, okay, are they going to try to leave early to hit the gym? And are they going to be so focused on their body shape that they're not really getting into the job? And so, it could work against you. But for the most part, obesity discrimination is one of the untold truths that's out there and unspoken truths, and it's frightening. So now we're being told that there's really a financial hit that companies have if you're diabetic. And companies talk, companies realize this. And, I don't know what to do. I mean, diabetes, it's genetic. Both sides of my family have diabetes. It's a matter of time when I'm going to get diabetes. God forbid. I don't want it. But, I mean, if everybody in my family gets diabetes, it's going to happen. So, I know. Hopefully I still get to do radio. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you. all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we're getting ready to go Christmas shopping, we are being told what toys not to buy. I don't mind these watch groups telling us what not to buy and what's dangerous, because we get inundated with all these commercials and it really drives us crazy on what to buy. That kind of shakes things up, but they say, nah, 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 don't go here. Well, apparently the watch group, it's a Boston-based child safety group called Watch, World Against Toys Causing Harm. See, okay, wait a second. Okay, all right, hold on a second. Okay, I see where they got the name. They wanted to be called Watch, and they really tried to, you know, scrabble word find to figure out how, what to use for W, World Against Toys Causing Harm. I get that. Everybody's like, oh, no, you come up with a name, and then you come up with the acronym. No, it doesn't work that way. But anyway. All right. So anyway, they come out of Boston. I don't know how they act Watch, but Starbucks. Yeah, let me see. So Bostonians, they drop the R, so what? There's no R in that. So anyway, they unveiled the list yesterday, or no, today? Was it today? At the Children's Hospital in Boston. And the nonprofit organization has been releasing the list now for more than four decades to remind consumers of potential toy hazards ahead of the holiday shopping season. This is being reported by NEC. And.com. So, 10 toys on the list are 1, Hallmark Itty Bitty's baby stacking toy. Itty Bitty. It's a stacking toy. Pull Along Pony, which is really makes no sense because you don't really pull a pony, ride a pony, but you pull along pony, I guess. All right. A Wonder Woman battle action sword. Hand fidget spinners. Spider-Man Spider Drone Official Movie Edition. Oh, it's a spider drone. That sounds cool. And if it's dangerous, I like that. I like drones. Nerf Zombie Strike Deadbolt Crossbow. Okay, first of all, the name. You have a Nerf Zombie Strike Deadbolt Crossbow. Okay, I could have told you right now, it's probably unsafe. Slackers Slackline Classic Series Kit. I don't know what the heck that is. An oval xylophone. Oh, I could have told you that. There's an oval xylophone. Okay, first of all, do you guys remember having that xylophone toy? First, the xylophone had wheels. So you would pull a xylophone. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my parents hated the xylophone. All right, do you guys remember the xylophone toy? Okay, it was really pretty because it was all rainbow colored, and I loved rainbow colors, and, you know, it was pretty. And it was on wheels, and I didn't play that well. I wasn't very musically inclined back then. And so my mom would put me in a room. Okay, so I was some place in the 70s. I was probably watching, you know, Electric Company or Via Allegra or Sesame Street or Captain Kangaroo. And then I would sit there and bang on the xylophone. Now, remember, I'm an entertainer. I was an entertainer since birth. So if I thought that I created a song that was worthy of an audience, I would call for the audience to come into the room, and they wouldn't do it. So then I go to the audience. So I would take my musical instruments with me and go to where Mommy and Daddy and Big Sister were. And then I would roll up the xylophone. You could see them go, oh, God, no. Oh, no, she's going to play. And then I would perform. And if I did not get the applause that I would like, I would cry. But if I was upset with anything that happened surrounding the xylophone, i.e. my sister saying you suck at it, I would take the rectangle-long xylophone and throw it. And it left marks. It could break glass. That xylophone was a pretty heavy, nasty toy. And then, thank God, what's it called? It wouldn't be a drumstick, a xylophone stick? Luckily, that was attached by a string, because otherwise I would lose the xylophone stick. Originally, they were unattached, and that was a problem, because you could poke somebody's eye out with that. So, my parents really didn't, we didn't buy a xylophone for my kid brother. They were like, forget that. We'll just set a playpen and, I don't know, give him some tiddlywinks or something. So, anyway, they have an oval xylophone, they have a Jets heel wheels, and a Brianna baby doll. So anyway, Watch says that this year's list focused on toys with small parts that could present choking hazards, toys with inconsistent and inadequate warnings, and common hazards that continue to reappear year after year in toys. So Watch says there has been at least 15 toy recalls since last December. Earlier this year, the organization called out the fidget spinners because they've been banned in many schools, and so they're the ones that called out saying that the fidget spinners could be dangerous and people could swallow them. Toys that topped the group's list in 2016 were Peppa Pig's Muddy Puddles family. I'm not sure what the heck that is. Slime Ball Slinger. Now, that's something I'd want to play with. Nerf Rival Apollo XV-700 Blaster. That, to me, sounds like that could obviously be a red flag. And Warcraft Doomhammer. Well, Warcraft Doomhammer, I guess, made the list. So, interesting. These toy companies need things to go viral, right? Like the Cabbage Patch dolls. Those Cabbage Patch dolls were the ugliest doll I have ever seen in my life. I don't know why they got, they gained the popularity that they did. But somebody, I guess, stood out in the middle of the street and said, you got to get a Cabbage Patch. And then word spread. And that was before social media. Billy Bass Fishmouth or whatever, that became popular. Pet Rocks, Chia, those became popular. Who knows? But anyway, the reason why we got to be careful is, the Peppa Pig's Muddy Puddles family had a choking hazard. Oh, Kids Time Baby Children's Elephant Pillow. The elephant pillow could cause suffocation. The Slime Ball Slinger was a slingshot-like toy that shot balls of slime over 30 feet. Oh, that sounds fun. Problem is, it could cause eye injuries, according to Watch. The Bonsai Bump and Bounce Body Bumpers. Ooh, that I like. Bonsai Bump and Bounce Body Bumpers, designed for children 4 to 12, is worn for a bumpin' fun time. Kids wear the suit, bump into each other, but they say there should also be some protective equipment because it could cause impact injuries. This Nerf Rival Apollo XV-700 Blaster, apparently the toy is not recommended for under 14. Yeah, right. Okay, you got a big brother. You're going to grab the blaster. And Nerf encouraged precision battling during intense head-to-head competition. Well, the device could apparently cause eye injuries. And there are no protective masks included, so they need to have masks in there. There's something called the Good Dinosaur Galloping Butch. Apparently, this butch has galloping action and sounds. And children have to push a button on his tail. They say that could cause puncture injuries. What the heck is on that button? Peppy Pups? Peppy Pups has a cord about 31 inches. You can strangulate with that cord. Flying Hero Superman Launcher. Apparently, his toy encourages children to rip it. Now, not rip one out, rip it. They say that launcher can injure eyes and face. Baby Magic Feed and Play Baby with an interactive spoon. Well, the interactive spoon that comes with a doll, apparently kids will stick in their own mouth. And then the Warcraft Doomhammer, apparently it is a heavy, rigid plastic battle hammer. So, obviously, some brainiac, I'm not sure what they were thinking with that one, because you could sit there and hammer each other. So, anyway, people, it's, good luck with your Christmas shopping. You got to think like a child. And, parents know their child. They know if the child's going to stick something in their eye or their ear or their nose or hit their brother. They know. All right? But just don't trust the box. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.